K-State Nation, this is Eddie Greer, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University on this Monday, June 17th, 2024. We're getting right on into business here. This is the basketball edition of this podcast, and this news broke out late last week. I didn't get around to it until right now, obviously. But big news coming out of Jerome Tang's camp there as Coleman Hawkins decided he's going to play his last eligibility year at Kansas State in the upcoming 2024-25 campaign. And holy smokes. This is probably one of the bigger gets for K-State men's basketball. So the roster is pretty much set now. Coleman Hawkins. K-State, as much as we have criticized this staff for last year and all this other stuff, but you gotta give Jerome, again, I have said this over and over, but again, they knocked it out here this summer with getting guys from the transfer portal, obviously. And we haven't talked about the recruiting class that much because obviously they're trying to fill the roster with transfer guys. And here we go with Coleman Hawkins, the latest big time get from the transfer portal. This was back on Friday when this would hit, and this was big news coming out of K-State, and we didn't really talk about it here until right now, obviously, here on this Monday to kick off your week here in another week of June. This is an NIL deal, so Wildcat NIL strikes again on the campus of Manhattan, Kansas there. Hawkins, the NIL deal is, according to a couple articles that I have read, north of $2 million. This coming from where I got from CBS Sports when they put this out. Schools that were recruiting Hawkins in recent weeks were willing to go north of $1.5 million to attain a Hawkins commitment. K-State emerged as the favorite over the past week plus. Hawkins ranks in the top 20 of, well, I don't know this guy's, but I'm going to read it. David Cobb's list of best players in the transfer portal in this year's cycle is a significant addition for a program that is looking for a bounce back season in Tank's third year as head coach of Kansas State there as well. K-State, obviously, when you look at this new look, Big 12, obviously, starting this year, the additions, Colorado, Arizona State, there is one more I'm leaving off the table, and the dismissals, dismissed teams of Texas, Oklahoma, you get three or four more, 16 teams now in the Big 12. To kind of talk about it a little bit on the football side of things there as well, with, of course, Arizona coming to Manhattan. On the football side, you're going to go to Colorado as well. So Jerome Tang, obviously, you know, even Jerome Tang, the return of Jerome Tang, right? He was looking at going somewhere else. Somewhere else because of what happened last year, but decided to come back. So obviously, when you hear, whether it's Major League Baseball, football, somewhat, the new coach of that team. Now even throw a Falcons reference in here, an Arthur Smith, right? He was fired, right? For those of us don't know, we got a new head coach. The third year is a critical year in a team's development, right? And we have seen now for the second year, all the years of Jerome Tang's years here, well, out of 2 years so far, really two and a half, when you're throwing all his commitments, he's really a hot potato when it comes to the transfer portal. He loves to try to find guys there as well. So, again, this is the most players he's got. Now, I believe we talked about everyone here that he's got, for the exception of maybe two. I know we haven't talked much about Brendan Hauser, Bay Fall. We're gonna have to put the rewind clock and go back. Obviously, Doug McDaniel's the first get for Coach Stang. So, again, this is going to be a totally new look here when Mets basketball hits the court later this fall in Manhattan, Kansas. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Hawkins recently put his NBA draft process he put his name into the NBA draft process, but he opted to come back for another year of college there, and he's going to be he wasn't sure he was going to be an NBA pick, so decided to come back there as well. And Hawkins picked K-State over, listen to this, LSU, North Carolina, Arkansas, Louisville, SMU. Good solid programs right there. And K-State emerges on top, beating them all, right? Hawkins' numbers here, I have him here, just averaging 12 points a game, 6 rebounds, and shy under 3 assists. And this coming last year. Also, Hawkins, just south of 40% from downtown there as well. And he's going to join, obviously, K-State, obviously. Yeah, you're going to see a new look there as well. And actually, Doug McDaniel, obviously, on this team. Anchor. We're going to a chore from Stanford. Max Jones, Uganda Osunyesu, who we talked about on this podcast there. Gasan, he's not a trainer. He's coming back. Housen, he's not on this list. They forgot him in this article there as well. Yeah, K-State last year, obviously, 57th offense efficiency. You guys scored a basketball. We talked about that at premium on this podcast during the Mets basketball season. And now you have, looks like this is on paper. This is legit. This is legit. Now, yeah, you got to put your money where your mouth is and go out there and show on the court. I'm pretty sure. Look, you got Kentucky. You got Kentucky's on here. A player from Kentucky. Let me go back real quick. Blake from Kentucky. A Cal State Fullerton combo guard. Michigan. You got, I believe, if I remember correct, Villanova. Nah, and I might be wrong on that with Housen. So this should be really, when you put it on paper. Now, again, you got to go out there in the court and show what you got. But on paper, this looks like a much, 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 much more improved Kansas State team going in basketball-wise, men's-wise, going in to the upcoming 2024-25 campaign. Excuse me. As my phone is going off, but via text messages, I'll get that here in a little bit. But you gotta look like, hey, man, with that kind of talent and those individuals I just named, right, choosing your program, you gotta put this team into the NCAA tournament. Going back to the third year of a critical development, right, for a head coach. Look, Jerome Tang, I mean, yes, first year, it was awesome, right? We almost made it to the Final Four, obviously. It didn't happen. Last year was a total opposite. Missed out on the NCAA tournament, and you got knocked out of the first round of the NIT, right? So now, and you're looking to go somewhere else. So now you have a chance here with what you got in the portal. And let's not forget talented guard, point guard, David Castillo, who we talked about on the podcast last year. We forget about him so much because of the heavily focused coaching staff focusing on the transfer portal. So again, you lose your majority, Coach Tang, of your first recruiting class, replace that with a whole bunch of talent in the transfer portal, you gotta win basketball games. So, but another big get, this is probably, again, one of the more, again, I haven't seen much of him, Coleman Hawkins, coming over from, Illinois. Oh, yeah! Speaking of Illinois, I did have an opportunity to listen to Brad Underwood. He's the head coach. Oh, by the way, so they steal it. So they get him, rip him, wrestle him away from Illinois, and Hawkins decides to pick K-State over all those teams and leaves Illinois, which former K-State assistant Brad Underwood was on the 3-Mile Pod last week. I did listen to both of those episodes, part one and part two. That's a shameless plug, but that's a good listen. Go over there. 3-Mile Podcast, Purple Project Podcast, part of the K-State family of podcasts. Make sure you add both of those to your collection of podcasts there as well. But I know we're gonna get dive on into football a lot here as we're here counting down less than 100 days to kick off in Manhattan, Kansas. But K-State men's basketball, looking at this roster now, this newly reconstructed roster, damn, there's a lot of talent right there, and there's just no excuse for Drum Tang and his staff, the players, to not miss the NCAA tournament. That's just my early forecast right now. Again, we're just gonna have to wait and see how all this meshes a little bit later on this year in 2024. But the players that Drum Tang and his staff, how many times have I said said his name in his staff, this podcast? I'm sorry about that. But again, I hate to repeat myself, but again, just I haven't seen all these players on the court. So again, it's just one of those things that you're just gonna have to wait and see. But the numbers and all that is there. You can't play games on paper. Got to do on the court. And it looks like now K-State took another step forward in getting back in that NCAA tournament. That's where you want to be in season's end. So late last week, I did not get on the podcast last week or over the weekend, by the way. So if you were looking forward to listening to content there, I did not post any content there. Now stay tuned for later tonight. I will post what I recorded last week on there with Carla Bernat getting another postseason award there. But yeah, so, but the big news coming out last Friday, Coleman Hawkins chooses K-State over all them teams, including North Carolina. He was only playing his last college basketball year, his eligibility year in Manhattan, Kansas. And man, I'm focused on football right now, but holy smokes, men's basketball looks like it's going to be something to watch in 2024, 25 Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and get wherever podcasts are found. I said that earlier, you're a first-time listener of the podcast. Appreciate it for you stopping by, giving us a listen here today, whenever you have a chance to listen to this. Again, if you're new to the podcast, you love what you're hearing this morning or this afternoon, or whenever you have a chance to listen to this Monday episode, make sure you hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, you know the deal there as well. And before I let you go, bonus content. I posted an episode I posted an episode last week there, solo, GRIER number 3, Eddie's podcast. That's where you're going to find extra Pro Project podcast, extra K-State content there. I'm actually hoping to get Alex on tomorrow night over there. So we got a lot to talk about over there. So make sure you go over there, download the Podbean app, and type in those later, and type in that podcast. I didn't title that. Podbean did that. So if you want extra K-State content this summer leading up to the K-State football season, that's where you go for that. I'm actually hoping to have Alex on tomorrow night as trying to get things settled down as we get into the summer. But Coleman Hawkins is a K-State Wildcat. He will play his final eligibility year in Manhattan, Kansas this fall. Big time get again for head coach Drum Tang in the K-State Wildcats. That's going to do it on this Monday edition of Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex ain't out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Until then, go Cats.